The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
When you're looking at the garden and some of the plants just don't look right, the big question is this a disease or is this a nutritional deficiency? I'm Amy Grisak, the pest patrol expert at PlantersPlace.com, and today we're going to talk about that and try to figure out what symptoms to look for to figure out what you're dealing with. Now, this is the time of the year in the garden where you're often walking through and enjoying how everything is growing well, but it's not that uncommon to have a plant or a group of plants that just doesn't look healthy. Leaves might be turning weird colors, or the plant might look a little limp and not healthy. And so the challenge is figuring out exactly what is going on. So when you're taking a look at a plant that doesn't look right, the problem is so many times diseases and nutritional disorders share a lot of the same characteristics. For example, the plant might exhibit chlorosis, which is when those leaves are turning a yellowish discoloration, and it's often one of the first things we think of is due to a lack of iron. But this discoloration might also be because of a deficiency in manganese, zinc, or even nitrogen. Even if the pH around the plant or plants is out of whack or it has too much water, the plant won't be able to utilize the necessary nutrients and will express its displeasure by turning colors it should not. So that makes it kind of difficult when you're just going by leaf color. Now, if there's necrosis of the leaves, the potential culprit might actually be overfertilization of a particular nutrient or nutrients. The key to feeding your plants properly is to have everything balanced between the micronutrients like nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and calcium, along with those micronutrients, the ones like copper and zinc. If any of these are wildly out of balance, the plant shows it doesn't like it by showing discolored leaves and other symptoms. How the plants utilize each of these nutrients also depends on what leaves are effective. For example, if you have an issue with boron, zinc, or iron, it's typically the younger leaves that show the symptoms. If it's nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, or magnesium, it's more likely the older leaves are not going to look good. But many diseases can have the same symptoms as nutrient issues. One of the big differences between a disorder and a disease is the plants improve when the nutritional aspect is addressed. For example, blossom end rot on tomatoes looks like an infection. You know, many new gardeners recognize this now after a couple of years because you'll have tomatoes that look just perfect on the upper part, but when you turn them over, the bottom is brown and leathery. It seems like an infection of some sort. In reality, this is a calcium deficiency. Well, I should say not a calcium deficiency necessarily that there's not enough calcium in the soil, although that is often the case, but it's that the plant cannot utilize the calcium that's in the soil. So this might be because of inconsistent watering, which is very common in plants that are in containers. If the watering schedule, if they dry out too much and then they receive too much water, on the flip side, they can definitely have a problem with the blossom end rot. Now, a couple ways to address this, even though it won't be a quick fix during the summer if you're already experiencing this, is to apply more calcium, which can include ground up eggshells, and also, most importantly, to make sure that watering is more consistent overall. But just keep in mind that even if you are adding calcium to the soil, it takes a while for the plants to be able to utilize it. So keep that in mind and just keep the watering constant. Now, a key difference between like even a nutritional disorder like that is that if it's an infection, there are typically more than one symptom. The leaves might be turning yellow, as with those deficiencies that we talked about earlier, but they'll often have spots or streaking along with that. It's the same with necrosis. You'll have some of the leaves might be changing to purplish color and curling, or you might have evidence of pest pressure which increases the odds that it's a fungal or bacterial infection. Another thing to consider is whether one plant or several plants are showing symptoms. This spring, I had 5 pepper plants in a row, and one just did not look good. Since the others were growing just fine, I didn't take a chance and I pulled the unhealthy looking one. At times, it's difficult to tell if it's a disease or a deficiency, but I decided to be safe. Now, it definitely takes some practice to reach the point where you're confident whether something is a nutritional disorder or a disease. And there will undoubtedly be times when the best course of action is to take a sample to your nearest extension office. Many extension agencies have disease specialists that will determine the cause for you, or they can ship it off and have experts take a look at it under the microscope to give you the best answer. Plus, the extension agents are terrific in assisting you to balance out your soil to best meet the nutritional needs of your plants. So I hope this helps, that when you're out walking through your garden and you notice a plant or some plants that just don't look healthy, that you'll be able to take a keen eye to them to decipher whether you're dealing with a disease issue that you need to address immediately, or whether it's a nutritional effect that you can remedy for those plants as well as for those in the future. Thanks again for listening, and if you have any more questions or want to find more information on this topic or many more, please visit us at plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.